Today, right here on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, what if you could use social media to pick your seatmate on the airplane? Pretty cool idea, huh?
At 2:15, we interview United Airlines Captain Denny Flanagan and explain why he has become a legend among frequent flyers.
At 2:35, we're joined by road reporter Clayton Whitehead for a travel roundtable as we share stories of Christmases past from the road.
All right, and finally, we give you a chance to win dinner for two from Rudy's Hideaway by answering our Up in the Air question. It's a new segment that debuts after the news at the bottom of the hour.
All that and more today on the Christmas edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hang the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, by golly, I can't believe it. We're live in studio, even though most of our listeners never really know because we do it with mirrors. But we're live.
We're live in two studios at once.
That's right.
AM and FM. We have to keep running in and out in order to...
You know, I never thought about it that way. Yeah.
Have you noticed it sounds a little different on the FM than it does on the AM?
Absolutely. You know, it's a little crisper, a little
cleaner.
That
our sparky new dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And I have to say that for those of you that may be traveling, particularly up in the hills, you will find that in areas where AM 1530 will start to fade or have some interruptions, switch on over to 92.5 on the FM dial, and it comes in loud and clear. So for those of you that may be headed up to the hills, doing some skiing on your way down, better signal.
Those of you who are headed for the hills or those of you who are headed downhill.
Yep, there you go. Clearer and cleaner
on the slopes or just in life in general.
There you go. Clearer and cleaner on FM News Talk 92.5.
How are you this fine Sunday afternoon, Mr. Romano?
You know, went out, did a little Christmas shopping this morning, and got some presents bought. Feel pretty good about the holidays. Quite anxious for my family to come home from San Antonio, Texas to visit. It's all well.
So you went down for Thanksgiving, and so they're coming home for Christmas.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm a big fan of gift cards. You know, I think gift cards are... Everybody who gets a gift card is always happy.
Absolutely.
You know, because they get to go buy something they want, and you didn't have to guess.
And you know what? A lot of people are concerned that they don't get as much value with a gift card because it will, if you don't use it right away, it will deplete. And or if the person may not actually use it,
I think we have laws in California now that keeps them from doing some of the nefarious things that they used to do with gift cards. But
speaking of holiday presents, a little later on in the show, we're going to give folks some great holiday gift-buying tips.
We are, and we're going to give
away. For the travelers in their
lives. That's absolutely right. I stopped into Holloway Travel Outfitters on the way over here. And we also have a $50 gift card to Rudy's Hideaway, which is a great restaurant that has a wonderful lobster special on, Wednesday nights, I think. It absolutely is one of the best places in town. And all you have to do is tell us who should get the armrest. But don't call now. That's at the bottom of the hour. Anyway, we need to get rolling here with the news.
All righty. Let's do it. Let's fire up the Mark Hoffman trio. And let's see what's been going on in the travel news since we spoke to you a week ago. Mark, what do you got?
All righty. Tom, you know what EQMs are?
I had one of those when my heart was racing.
No. If you're a frequent flyer, the phrase EQM refers to elite qualifying miles.
I knew that.
And that's something that's – we've just lost 97% of our audience, or 92.5 of our audience. Anyways, American Airlines has announced a special promotion for the rest of this year and all of January where they're allowing double elite qualifying miles. Not double miles, but double elite qualifying miles. So for those of you who have status with American Airlines, this is your opportunity to either up that status a little bit at the end of the year or maybe schedule a trip or two in January that you weren't going to schedule. This is all a part of Americans filing for bankruptcy. They're just trying to reassure their very best customers that they're going to be around. And the reason this is really important, Tom, is...
I don't know. Why.
Is because other airlines might match this offer sometime in the next few days. So even if you don't fly American Airlines, keep your eyes peeled. because if your carrier matches, well, you might have an opportunity to pick up some status miles of your own. Bill Marriott is retiring as the CEO of Marriott Hotels. He is only the second CEO that the company has ever had. His father was the first. A gentleman named Arne Sorensen is going to become the first ever non-Marriott person to be head of Marriott Hotels. Bill Marriott Jr. was in the Marriott Corporation for 60 years. He is 85 years old. Started working in his parents' hot shops, which is how they started a kind of fast food business, is how Marriott started. Marriott's first hotel was the Twin Bridges Motor Hotel in Arlington, Virginia, which opened in 1957. All right, there's a bill in Congress that would strip TSA officers of badges in reaction to alleged strip searches. The latest TSA story is that a member of Congress is upset about somebody getting strip searched in an airport, and so they have decided to take away that she would like to see the badges and the stripes and everything taken away from the.
I like the badges and the stripes.
We don't need no stinking
badges.
They
don't need no stinking badges.
That's ridiculous. Passengers can use social media to find the perfect seatmate. It could be fodder for a flight from hell or a potential membership in the Mile High Club. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines is launching a meet and seat service early next year that will let passengers tap their social media accounts and pick seatmates based on similar interests. Passage travelers will be able to link Facebook and LinkedIn profiles to their check-in information, though KLM says the service will not be available to all passengers, but those checking in online it will be available to, and travelers can choose whether or not to make their profiles publicly available. Would you pick a seatmate online, Mr. Married Tom Romano?
I don't know. No, I probably not. However, at least you would know who was going to get the armrest, right? You could decide that ahead of time.
Yes, you could advertise for a small person to sit next to you in the middle seat. A former flight attendant who wanted to be a hero turned out not to be such a hero. A gentleman named Eder Rojas, 23, formerly of Woodbury, Minnesota, apparently started a fire in the restroom of a commuter aircraft in order to put it out himself and make himself look like a hero. Apparently,
not much of a background check on hiring this guy.
No. The plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Fargo. No injuries were reported among the 72 passengers and four flight attendants. This is an old story. The reason it comes up now is because Mr. Rojas was sentenced to 6 years in prison last week.
And some psychological counseling,
I would guess. Business travel outlook for next year. Meetings are going to be shorter, smaller, and closer to home. Among the findings from Question Meeting Planners, 60% expect the number of meetings for road warriors to increase in 2012. 40% expect hotel suppliers said the number of attendees per meeting will likely decrease. More people are doing their meetings on the internet from home. Anyways, that's your travel news for today.
Pretty excited about the gentleman standing immediately to my left. I know he's had a lot of a brush with fame over the years, but I saw through a series of emails that Clayton and I don't know if you were there, hanging out in Las Vegas at Wayne Newton's house.
At Wayne Newton's house.
We absolutely were. Actually, I should say, to be polite, Wayne and Kat Newton, his wife. Of course, okay. Also.
And we're going to talk about that after a little bit after the bottom of the hour, after the news. We're also going to talk about who gets the armrest. Coming up after this break, we have an interview with a gentleman that you just don't want to miss this. Don't touch that dial. Denny Flanagan has been a captain for United Airlines for many years. He is famous for a lot of the little things that he does in the sky that a lot of folks don't necessarily do. You are going to meet one of the most remarkable people in the airline business right after this break. We are FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Hello, everyone. This is the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Have you ever been, on board a plane and, on a flight somewhere and you dozed off, and when you woke up, somebody had left you a note, and by golly, you looked at this little note and it was from the captain of the plane. Well, I know somebody that's happened to. Sitting right across from me, it's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, and we have actually we have the culprit of the note on the phone, don't we, Mark?
We do. And
who do we have, and what's the story?
Well, his name is Captain Denny Flanagan. He's captain with United Airlines. Welcome, Denny, to the Travel Guys.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
He is joining us from the Cleveland Airport today, where he is on his way to He's on his way to work. Airline pilots commute a little differently than you and I do, so he commutes from Cleveland to Chicago. And the reason that we have asked Captain Denny to be on the radio with us, and I think an appropriate time here before Christmas when a lot of people are traveling, is that travel has become, I think everyone would agree, less glamorous perhaps than it was 20 or 30 years ago. It's also become a lot more available to a lot more people. It is a way that people can go places and do things and see people that they with more frequency than they ever could, which has kind of changed the face of travel. And Captain Flanagan is perhaps a little bit of a throwback to the era when people paused to say hello and goodbye and thank you. Would that be an accurate assessment, Captain?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like when you grow up as a child and someone comes to visit your house, your parents bring you a door to greet them. And when they leave, everybody stands there and says goodbye to your guest. And I take that same approach at work.
You know, Captain Denny, you're famous for some unorthodox things that you do while flying. What would some of those be?
One of my favorites is thanking our customers and unaccompanied minors. We travel with 270,000 segments with unaccompanied minors at United, and these are children between the ages of 5 and 14. And I always call the parents before takeoff and let the mom know the child's on board, they have a window seat, and the flight attendants are going to dote all over them. And just give them a little bit more assurance that the child's being taken care of.
I have to tell you that the internet is littered with stories, and I've seen this happen myself. I saw it happen by a Frontier pilot that did it this past summer for one of my own customers. I tend to travel with folks who are up in years a little bit, and sometimes we have one or two that need wheelchair assistance up the jetway or something like that. And much to my surprise, I saw a pilot wheeling a gentleman up the jetway, and I was a little bit surprised by that. And I don't know. Denny, it seems as though some of the things that would be common sense to folks like you and I don't seem to be common sense to a percentage of the people that we work with in the industry.
Well, you know, any industry, you have to always remember that if it wasn't for the customer, you wouldn't have a job. And that customer, you want that customer to come back to your aircraft or to your business. If you own the Subway sandwich shop, you only have a 5-mile radius around it like a sandwich shop. And there's another competitor nearby, so you got to make sure they come back to you for business.
Now, is the merger between Continental and United? This is two different cultures. I mean, anytime you take two, I don't care what industry you're in. If I were to merge with another tour operator, my office staff would have to get used to the way their office staff does it. In this case, you've got pilots, you've got ramp people, you've got gate agents and all kinds of reservation people. You've got two different websites. All of this has to be brought together. And we're kind of in the middle of it all right now, and everybody just kind of dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. Has that created any challenges for you as a pilot?
Not so far. Everything's working out pretty smoothly on my end. Well, I just truly believe that each customer deserves a good travel experience. And it was in that USA Today article. And it doesn't matter how you travel. If you travel by plane, bus, or with your best friend in their car, you deserve a safe and comfortable ride. And a pilot's number one job is to get you safely to your destination. And if you can step out of your environment and assist a customer any other way after that, it's a big plus.
You know, Captain Denny, there's one of the things that you do that I read about on an online article that I thought was pretty interesting, and I wanted you to talk about it with us here. And it has to do with people that travel with pets. Not often, well, sometimes you can take your pet on board the plane, but sometimes they have to go in the cargo bay. And then you've got, of course, a passenger on your plane who's concerned about the conditions and how that pet's doing. Tell me one of the things that you do to help ensure them that the pet is traveling comfortably.
Well, people bring their pets. They love their pets. That's why they bring them along. They can't live without them. And when I hear there's one down there, I'll go down with my camera phone, and I'll take a picture of the pet, and I'll bring it up, and I'll give it to the flight attendant, and she'll go back and show the customer that their pet's on board. And it's been taken off. Other pilots do that. I was in the elevator, and this pilot looks at me and goes, "You're the guy." I go, "What?" He goes, "Look." And he looks, shows me his camera phone. He's a picture of a pet. He says, "My wife and I love this idea. We have a couple dogs of our own. So now he does it."
Yeah,
it's
nothing.
Contagious.
Very good idea. I mean, there's nothing worse than taking off and not really being secure that your pet is on board. And having the captain provide you with a picture of it is very comforting.
Hey, Captain, there's got to be one thing that has come into play recently with the charges for bag fees and things like that. Folks are carting everything on board except the kitchen sink, which in some cases has to be an issue for the pilot, because if it takes time to, you know, to offload bags that have to now be put in the cargo hold because there's not room inside. From your point of view, any thoughts, comments, any wisdoms that you'd like to share with the traveling public from the pilot's point of view that might help them in deciding what to bring on the aircraft and what not to bring on the aircraft?
Well, the agents do a great job getting them on board, and they always make an announcement before boarding that if we check your bag, there's no fee. If you bring your airplane through security and you bring it to the gate, there's no fee to check your bag. And if you check it early, it's easier to board if you don't have to deal with bringing an extra bag on the airplane. And during the wintertime, everybody brings coats. So that besides bags, coats are stuffed up there and the space is limited.
And when somebody puts somebody gets on the plane, puts their wheelie bag in and doesn't put it in the right way, so now it takes up two spaces, then they take their coat and stick it up there. They've basically taken up the overhead space for about five other passengers. So, yes, folks, it's wintertime, and I know those of us on the West Coast don't have as many big coats as people on the East Coast, but nonetheless, yeah, put the bags in first. Wait till everybody gets on board, and there will be all kinds of little nooks and crannies that you can stuff your coat into.
Okay, Captain Denny, I need some help here, and Mark, you can chime in. You fly a lot. I have a daughter who is going to be flying to California in the next few months, and she's going to be taking along her wedding dress. Okay, and now wedding dresses are large, and they cannot be bunched up into a big ball. What would you recommend is going to be the best way to transport this wedding dress in one piece, not all wrinkled to death, on board the plane without?
Is her father should as a wedding gift, because it's a very important day for her.
All right, here
comes. Charter a business jet, and then she can have it laid out on four seats and be by herself.
All right, way to go, Denny. Thank you very much.
All right. The regional jets, they don't have closets for wedding dresses. 737s, they don't have much room. 757s, you can put it in, or 767.
So your wisdom might be look for a little bit bigger aircraft, yeah, and then talk real sweet to the gate agent and the flight attendant on board.
Well, we were thinking about just going ahead and laying it in a large, in the area up there in storage, and then just standing there and fending people off and saying, look, you need to understand. But I guess that isn't probably the best. Go ahead, Denny.
Oh, I was going to say, when you start off, when she walks up to the gate, she gives the agent, never have enough pen. And you walk up there and you give an agent a pen, and she puts it right in her pocket. She goes, I went through three of these today. And that starts it off. And then when you walk out, you walk on the airplane, you give the flight attendant a box of chocolate.
Okay.
So once you say it's my wedding dress, it hits the flight attendants right in the heart.
All right.
So play
the wedding dress card. Captain, listen, I know that you have to go. We are extremely grateful for your time. I know that you don't. Wait a minute.
I we didn't talk about the business card thing at all that I set this whole interview up with. What did Captain Denny write on your card?
Well, he just wrote, thank you for traveling with United Airlines, and hope you have a safe trip home, and hope to see you again on another flight.
Captain Denny, is that your trademark?
I write. Well, first of all, this came up by one of our vice presidents. Probably 1985. He came up with the idea, and Hartlanger was his name, and he was our vice president of flight operations. And there's about 44 pilots writing business cards thanking customers for their business. I thank the customers in first class, and if it's an employee in first class, I thank them for their dedication and hard work. And then, additionally, I write business cards of people in the middle seats.
Yeah.
Back in coach, because if you're in the middle seat, you get there after the people already made their nest on either side of you.
You got it.
Do you?
And they have the armrest, right?
Yep.
But when the flight attendant walks by and says, leans over the person in the aisle and says, I have the person in the middle seat, says, I have no fear from the captain. He the American way, you want to know what that card says. And who is this guy we've been snubbing, not letting him have the armrest?
There you go.
And the flight attendants tell me, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. And I, but come back an hour and a half later, she goes, you're right. They're talking, and he's got both armrests.
Yep.
He writes a card to the guy in the middle seat. You can so you can now understand, Tom, why Captain Denny has become somewhat legendary in the aviation business, and why he spoke to the frequent flyer gathering in Chicago in late October, and why Captain, I just want to say, if there were more people like you in our industry, we would all have a better experience from someone who works very hard to provide a good experience for the for folks when they're traveling. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your perspective and the way that you approach your job, and the more people who would approach it the way that you do, the better off we would all be.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman and Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations. It's wonderful to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday, our last show for the before the Christmas holiday. So you'll know next Sunday, KFBK here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK, some special Christmas programming that we will yield away to.
And then we'll be back on New Year's Day with a special program.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, I'm just you work here every day.
New Year's
speaking
day.
Of working here, I heard a little rumor that you were named the Employee of the Year here at Clear Channel.
Strictly.
For the second time in the last 8 years, on Thursday at a Christmas party that you didn't attend because – you're working, so
yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, and to all of my fellow employees, I'm extremely flattered and honored to have that opportunity. And for those that are listening, you know what? I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, and you and I have known each other for the better part of 30 years now, and so I already knew that you were a pretty good radio guy. But anyway, congratulations on that little award. Clayton Whitehead joins us now. We have a telephone bank. Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Mr. Mark. Hi, Tom.
We have a telephone bank full of people because as soon as we asked who gets the armrest, now this is the deal here, gang. We're going to listen.
You didn't even say who gets the armrest where and because of why.
On the airplane, who
they
gets
just
the
armrest? Figured it out.
Who gets the. There's three people on a standard aircraft, and there's. Four armrests, or if you're on a
two-seater
plane, there's three armrests and two people. But anyway, somebody has to share one. So what we have a $50 card here. We're just going to listen to what some of our listeners have to say, and then before the show is over, we will announce which one we think gave us the best argument for who gets the center seat. Are you with me there?
I am. I was in my head. I was trying to count the armrests. Sorry, I drifted off.
It's 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. On a standard 737, there are four armrests.
Okay,
there are three people. Okay.
All right.
And so, and
Clayton,
who gets the armrest? Before we go to the callers here, who gets the armrest?
Well, all I know is I want a window seat, and I get the wall.
So you don't
I lean
care.
On the wall and I go to sleep.
That's
so I don't
like,
care about the armrest.
That's like Ben, our frequent flyer guy, Ben Schlopping. Mm-hmm. He gets his hoodie and just prays to say, all right, let's see what some of our listeners have to say. Jim in Sacramento, who do you say gets the armrest?
I would say it's the middle seat because that way you can actually share both armrests by one having one in front of the armrest, one behind it. That way you actually get two armrests.
Now that's kind of etiquette.
Yeah, Mark was pointing out that's how he does it.
The guy in the middle seat or the gal in the middle seat is supposed to get both of them. But Jim, don't you think we'd be way better? Like if you're on a Southwest flight as you're getting on the plane and you're walking down the aisle, you pick a middle seat that's already occupied by a small person. Don't you think? I mean, a little reconnaissance would be an idea. I mean, you can't do that on United or Air American or anything like that.
That's a good argument, but I prefer getting my first seat, my fresh seat. That way I'm planted right there in the middle. I can get out and don't have to step over two other people to get out, being on the wall. So I would always choose a middle seat, and I say, you know, one on either side.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Jim says the middle guy in the middle gets the armrest. Jolene in Folsom, what do you say?
The guy in the middle in coach class who gets the card from the captain
gets
the armrest.
You say you think he gets the armrest? Now, what if he doesn't get a card from the captain?
Well, because the stewardess says you've got a message from the captain, and, of course, everybody wants to know who, what's on the card and who is this important person sitting between us.
Great answer.
Great answer.
And thank you for paying attention to the radio program. I love that.
Thank you, Jolene. All right, what we're doing is our phone numbers are 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. We're asking our up-in-the-air question today is who gets the center armrest, and whoever has the best answer for us between now and the end of the program is going to win a $50 dining card at Rudy's Hideaway. Gail in Sacramento, who gets the armrest?
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. I think the person in the middle deserves at least two armrests. You figure the guy that on the window seat and the guy on the aisle seat both hate you, and they realize you're going to between
them. Now, okay. Now, while we have you on the – Clayton, you're the guy on the window seat.
I'm the guy on the window.
Okay, and I'm the guy on the aisle seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I can't be out in the aisle because there's a cart, big old cart coming down the aisleway.
That's not my problem. I'm on the window.
Well, I
but I like the aisle seat. You do have, when the cart isn't coming, you can take that one leg and kind of like stretch it out a little bit on the aisle.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Plus, you have the armrest on one side. Totally to yourself.
And if you're unfortunate enough to get the window seat in the exit row, sometimes there's not an armrest on the window, a full armrest. They've only put a little partial.
I just
half
on the handle there.
You just all right. Okay. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
we appreciate your call. Claire is in El Dorado Hills, and Claire, who do you think should get the armrest?
Well, it has been my experience that everybody gets the armrest, but me.
Well, then you need a card from the captain.
And why do you say that, Claire?
I don't know. I don't know if it's – I don't care if it's a movie theater, the airplane. I never get the armrest. Maybe I'm not willing to fight for it. I don't know.
Maybe you just need to be a little bit more aggressive, Claire.
Well, I don't think that's a problem.
Claire,
I've had.
I can just tell by the tone in your voice you probably have little tiny – yeah, tiny elbows, and you're just not intimidating enough. You just need to swing those babies.
Yeah, I'm gonna work.
Go get that armrest, girl.
All right, Claire. Thank you for listening to the travel guys. Merry Christmas to you. I think Claire's is the best one so far. We're looking for the best answer of why you should get who gets the armrest. Susan in Roseville, what do you think?
Well, I think I sit next to Claire because I usually take them.
All right, and there with the armrest hog there. Excuse me.
On here it says first come, first serve.
You get in, you sit down, you take those armrests,
and you go for the. Now, what if you're not the middle person? What if you're the person on the aisle and you take the armrest, and the person on the window takes the armrest? Now the poor middle person comes in and they have no armrest at all.
No, you just get there early and you get in first.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Not her problem.
That's what she's saying. Wrong button. Thank you for the call. Kevin in Yuba City, who gets the armrest?
I say the guy in the middle because he gets the card from the pilot, and the two people on either side of him think, so the lady said, think he's really important, so he can sell or auction off both of the armrests to the outside people. Make a few bucks, pay for his ticket.
Oh, man.
Say, can I buy you a drink and have your armrest, please?
Thanks, Kevin. That's a pretty good answer, too. All right, those are some pretty good, but it seems like our listeners say kind of the middle person gets the armrest.
Seems to be the consensus, unless it's first come, first serve.
I think our winner should be Claire, who says that everybody gets it except her.
And we need to make sure when she goes to Rudy's that she gets a chair with arms.
That she gets a chair with arms, you think?
No, no booths for Claire.
No booths. All right, sure, Claire is our best. We'll see if we have time to take a couple more calls after the break. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Yes, Mr.
I have an observation and
What's
a question,
that?
And I have amazed people with my stunning knowledge while in flight on more than one occasion. There is an armrest right on the aisle. If you notice in most planes, the armrests in the middle will lift up so that, you know, you can have more room there. But very few people know that that armrest on the aisle also will lift up, which will give you easy access when you get ready to exit the plane. But you'd be amazed at how the look on people's faces when you find that secret button and you flip that armrest up and just exit without any problem. You guys are aware of the magic button.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. But you know what I do? When I get on the plane and those armrests in the middle seats are up, I put them down immediately because I do not want to signal to anybody who is a large person that they can get on and have my armrest. I mean, you know, it's Tom, it's all a, for those of us who fly a lot, it's all a science. You can't.
There you go.
All right. We've got some more things to go over here. We were going to talk about Christmas is past. We've got the 10 best and the 10 saddest and the 10 happiest cities in the United States on a list for you. You know me, I always have a list. And some other things to wrap up. This is our Christmas program. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, Clayton Whitehead on FM News Talk 92.5 yes. and AM 1530. That's a mouthful, KFBK.
Top of the season to you all. We are the Travel Guys and Entertainment. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. And hello to our FM listeners, particularly if you are folks that didn't abandon the AM dial.
Yeah, exactly.
To come over and hear us on the FM. Mark, before you came down today, you went did a little Christmas
One
shopping.
One of our favorite advertisers, friends of the program since we went on the air 2 years ago, is John Holloway at Holloway Travel Outfitters. He's over on Fulton Avenue near Hurley. I went in. They were having a little pause. She said, gosh, it's been a zoo in here this morning, and there were still a few people in the store. Big luggage sale. I asked, what are the items that are selling right. the mm-hmm. most that are inexpensive at Christmas? And she said the passport holders are very popular.
Right,
she said also adapter kits. You know, because everybody's got gadgets now.
Sure.
So adapter kits that not only will fit into the wall, but will adapt to your different gadgets. And you not only need the adapter for the wall, but you need several different things to be able to get your gadget into the wall.
Yeah, when you're traveling to different countries.
Exactly. So, and an amazing display of, you know, the one nice thing about Holloway's place is you're not going into a Walmart or a shopping center. He's in a small strip mall. You drive in, you park in front of the front door, you walk in, the whole store's right there. You're in and out. So if you're doing Christmas shopping and you're thinking, gee, you know, I've got to get that one last thing, go in and get a gift card there. If it's somebody who travels
Great
at Holloway
idea.
Travel Outfitters, and then the person can go in and get whatever they want. There's an incredible array of travel stuff there. If you have a friend who travels, you can go in there and find something. Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue.
And online at
packinglightly.com
or .net.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear some music.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Travel, Sports Leisure Vacations update for Sunday, December the 18th. My, how time flies when you're having fun. A quick reminder, we still have a few tickets left for the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in San Jose, the 27th through the 29th of January. The package includes tickets, transportation, a special Meet the Coach session, Embassy Suites accommodations. You can call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687, or go online to sportsleisure.com for details. Another quick mention of a day trip. Lily Tomlin is appearing in Modesto at the Gallo Center on January the 14th. In my opinion, Tom, she is the funniest lady, the funniest comedian alive. Maybe her and Carol Burnett.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Sports Leisure Vacations is going to see Lily Tomlin in Modesto on January the 14th. And I invite you to join me on a tour of the National Road, America's first highway, in April. The route runs from Cumberland, Maryland to Vandalia, but we'll fly into Baltimore and out of St. Louis. Lots of history, roadside oddities, chances to meet the people of the heartland in Indiana and Ohio. From Frank Lloyd Wright to the boyhood home of John Glenn, a tour of the KitchenAid factory Dairy and the world's largest ketchup bottle. It's all there on the National Road in April. Call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR for details. Our lucky Travel Club members for today are Lynn Telford and Larry Molnix. Lynn Telford and Larry Molnix, if you're listening or you have a friend listening, call us at Sports Leisure Vacations before the close of business Tuesday and claim $100 in travel cash just for listening to the Travel Guys.
And there you have it. And if you know, only Mark would be able to find the world's largest bottle of ketchup and get people to travel with him to go see it. It's just amazing.
Well, actually, Tom, I took a group to the world's largest popcorn ball.
Really?
Yeah, in Iowa.
Listen, Clayton, you and I were in Las Vegas, and I spent 15 minutes on the radio last week telling people how Las Vegas was absolutely the worst place to travel from a standpoint of dollar signs. But when we were there, we had a very special experience that's worth mentioning.
Indeed. First impressions are worth a lot. And I got off the airplane, and within an hour, I was at Wayne and Kat Newton's private home for a very elegant dinner party. And Mr. Newton himself was there to greet us all. Very hospitable. Something for frequent Vegas travelers to look forward to is that his farm will be opening to the public for tours in the, quote, foreseeable future. We're not sure exactly when. They have some security and routing issues to work out. But his ranch is just a few miles from the airport on South Pecos Road. Beautiful. Over the top, but then so
way,
is Mr. Newton.
Way over the top.
Yeah, just a little over the top.
Yeah.
But then again, you have gone to Liberace's.
Yeah, it was very Liberace or Graceland-esque, just without the shag carpeting.
But Wayne was there himself. Very gracious man. He was there with his wife.
And very, very nice.
Greeted. We were there for the National Tour Association convention, and there were about 50 past presidents, board members. We were having the party that we have at the beginning for all the past and present leaders, and it was really nice of him, I thought, to host all of us. And what a tourism attraction that's going to be for folks going to Las Vegas to be able to go into Wayne Newton's home, especially for folks for whom Wayne Newton for many years has kind of been the face of Las Vegas.
It was great. It was really great. A nice first impression on the city that I'm just sad that my last impression was not as positive.
So where are you going? You're not going on a you and I have been on the road. I've been in the travel business for 32 years, and I've probably spent at least 25 of those on the road at Christmas, and this one will be no exception. But you're bugging out this year.
I am going home for Christmas for the second time in my 30-year tourism career.
Good for you.
And I'm going to be laying on the beach in Savannah, if the good Lord's willing, next
I hope it rains.
Whenever
no,
Christmas
I'm only
is.
Kidding.
Next Friday? Saturday? When is it?
It's
whatever it is, I'm going to be in Savannah.
It's next Sunday. We don't have to work next Sunday because it's Christmas. So you're going to Savannah. I am taking – you're having your family come up from San Antonio. I am taking 44 Sports Leisure travelers along with Sports Leisure elf Chris Galloway. We are taking them to the Apple Farm down in San Luis Obispo. Tom, if you've never been to the – do you know where I'm talking about, the Apple Farm?
Well, I do know San Luis Obispo. I'm not familiar with the Apple Farm.
There's this wonderful little place that is like – it's like Grandma's house, is it?
It is. Grandma marries Ralph Lauren. Everything is chintz.
Yeah, it's all chintz. I mean, and you look under the bed, it's hysterical because one time I dropped something and I got down under the bed to pick it up, and there's a little note under the bed that says, what does it say, Clayton?
It said, yes, we cleaned here too. Yeah. No dust bunnies.
And we take folks to the Apple Farm, which is just a wonderful little place. We'll have Christmas dinner in San Jose on the way home on Christmas Day. And just share some camaraderie, have a funny little – you've got to show me where the gifts are that we've been hoarding for the Christmas gift exchange.
Well, you're going to have to talk nice to me, Mr. Mark. As much as I love going to the Apple Farm for Christmas, though, I don't think it's my favorite Christmas experience. That would have to be the great Seattle Blizzard of 1996. That was memorable.
If I'm remembering correctly, Clayton and Tom took a group of people to Victoria for Christmas, and they got up there and they couldn't get back.
It started snowing. We got as far as Seattle, and we got snowed in for 4 days. They had no de-icing equipment at SeaTac Airport at that time. And
they just ran out of the fluid.
Yeah, we just had to wait for the snow to melt, basically. And you know what? It was kind of harried then. I was especially anxious because I just bought a house that you may know, Tom.
I had bought 96. I think I do.
Yeah,
know that.
I had bought Tom's old house, and I was planning a big housewarming party on the weekend between New Year's and Christmas. And I missed my own party because I was in a snowbank in Seattle. But looking back, there were more friendships and more funny stories that came from being stuck up there in the snow.
You know, I think I would say as a traveler, you know, Tom, we talked a couple weeks ago about the It's a Wonderful Life weekend in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and how special that really was. And I have to tell you, in 32 years, I've never had a small town ever fuss over us like Jimmy Stewart's hometown, which, if you don't know, for our listeners, is Indiana, Pennsylvania, a little town just northeast of Pittsburgh. And that might be one of my best holiday experiences ever, because it was like stepping into Bedford Falls. I mean, it was like stepping into the movie, because the people there were so nice. I mean, we even had a George Bailey imitator. But, you know, I think when you travel at Christmas, when you travel with people over Christmas, you get a different sort of wouldn't you agree, Clayton? The folks who travel with a group or with other folks over Christmas are people, not necessarily people who don't have anybody. It's not like it's a group for people who have nowhere else to go, but maybe they just ditched the family.
It's finally a group that's looking for something different.
There you go. Sure.
And we give them something different as best we can.
And yeah, we're going to go down to the Apple Farm and have a good time. Where are we going to go for Christmas next year?
Christmas next year, beautiful Spokane, Washington, and the
Davenport.
Elegant Davenport Hotel.
Oh, yes. Next year, we're going to go up to the Davenport. Yes, Mr. Romano.
I have to interrupt before the show gets away from us. While you were in Las Vegas at the tour convention, something somewhat special. Mark mentioned earlier about me receiving the Employee of the Year Award. I understand Mark has received a bit of a...
Indeed.
Of an award as well.
Mark was
a job.
Yes, he was the president, the highest volunteer leader of our organization back in the year 2000. And he is now on the executive track once again and will be our chief leader in the year 2013. And I think in our 60-year associational history, you are the first two-time president,
first
are you not?
Time for anyone ever to be elected twice. So it's, you know, anybody who's been a head of a volunteer organization, nobody ever goes back and does it again. But the travel industry is a little different. Well, we'll have to talk a little bit about that someday. You know, we mentioned the 10 happiest and saddest cities. We're not going to have time to get to that. But if you go to travelguysradio.com, you'll be able to find the list. You'll also be able to find Sacramento Magazine's Dine Downtown Restaurant Week. We're going to talk about that in our next program on the 1st. The story about American doubling the elite qualifying miles. And also, Henry Flanagan, who talked with us today from United Airlines, was featured in a USA Today interview. So if you'd like to know a little bit more about Henry.
Denny.
He is really quite an amazing guy. And also, there's a. We always try to put a few cool things on our radio on our website, travelguysradio.com. There is a wonderful tribute to all of the armed forces from the West Virginia University Marching Band. You will want to watch that. It's just something it doesn't have anything to do with travel. Just something we thought you would enjoy. And next month, coming up on the Travel Guys, we're going to take you to Florida, to Key West. We're going to tell you what really happened aboard Air France 447, that plane that crashed into the Atlantic a couple of years ago. Our pilot friend, Henry Bernanke, is going to be back with us to talk a little bit about that, do a little investigative reporting. We're going to have a guest about the Dine Sacramento Week, so we will be there with you. Have a nice Christmas, everybody.
You guys enjoy your Christmas. We'll be back on New Year's Day. Thank you so much for a wonderful year. Mark, Merry Christmas to you. Clayton, you as well.
Thanks, Tom.
And remember, we are the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask, except for next week. We'll be off for Christmas. We'll see you on New Year's Day at 2 o'clock.